Good evening, good evening, good evening. My name is Rocker Smooth. For the next 120 minutes, you are going to ascend with me up towards the balcony where I reside. It is the 28th of September, I believe. So I'm glad you guys are with me. Let's go ahead and get some mistakes out of the way. I'm training a new DJ today, so we got a bunch of short songs, and we got a female rock show coming up. We're going to showcase that. We're going to showcase the Starcrawler show, who are opening up for Garbage at the Warfield. And if you're a fan of the show, you know this will be my fifth time seeing them, and I get to interview them this time. So I'm real excited about that. So let's get it started with our officially unofficial theme song, which is always John Conley's Theory by the 24/7 Spies off Gumbo Millennium. In fact, we're going to have a double shot. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
But my goal is to become a veterinarian because I love children.
Sorry, I'm not prepared. Hey, welcome back here to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. That was, if you're thinking like, who was that? That was Julie Brown. So, writer for The Simpsons. Probably a voice actress with that voice, but that's from the soundtrack off Earth Girls Are Easy. I think like 82, 83. Jeff Goldblum, Damon Wayans, Jim Carrey. Good cast, early movie. All right, we got to keep it going though. So we want to get to some of this good rock, or you know, whatever. This is this for me would be like 89, 90, graduating high school year. This is God, I love this lady's voice. This is the Sundays off Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. This is Here's Where the Story Ends.
Where am I? Showing my good side.
back here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. That was the Sneaker Pimps off Becoming X, Six Underground. I always like that video a lot, too. And then before that, we heard, hey, R.I.P. Uncle Bob, remember when you introduced me to Suzanne Vega when I was 11 and it blew my world open? So that was Suzanne Vega off 99.9 Fahrenheit with 99.9 Fahrenheit. And then before that, we heard the Sundays off Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic with Here's Where the Story Ends. All right, so now we're going to hear another triple set, and we're going to start it off with Garbage, because Garbage is Starcrawler is opening up for Garbage at the Warfield October 24th. So we're going to hear, and Garbage, by the way, is not just doing a 20th anniversary tour. They kind of are, but they have a whole new record to go along with it. I played the first three singles like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever. So, but this isn't a new one. This is a classic right here. This is Queer by Garbage. We'll be right back on the balcony.
Thank you. stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how.
We're going to back sell this a little bit. So we heard Susie and the Banshees, Kiss Them For Me off Superstition. And then we heard Violet by Hole off the iconic album title, Live Through This. I mean, as iconic as like Biggie Smalls, Ready to Die, right after their one of their members dies, they put out that album title. And then also another quick one, I saw the first Lollapalooza in Charlotte, Raleigh, and I think Atlanta. And we left all three times before Susie Sue headlined. How stupid were we? Like I said, I'm 25 years late to everything. So let's keep it going, though. I'm already 8 minutes late for the amount of music I have, minus the amount of time I have. So this is the Arrhythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart with Would I Lie to You. And then we're going to hear a new one, new to me and new to you after that. We'll be right back here at The Balcony.
out. Heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Way down below, way down below.
Judy's in the front seat picking up trash. Living on the dole, gotta make that cash. Won't be pretty, won't be sweet.
Sounds like Dorothy from L.A. who's playing at August Hall coming up, which is cool. I mean, I like that, but it sounds exactly like it, like they're the same artist. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to Cody in Seattle and my buddy Ken. I'm not really sure where you're living, but Ken Maring, I know you listen every week. I want to give you a shout-out. Thanks a lot. Love you. Okay, so now we're going to start our Star Crawler set. Which is all a bunch of short songs. They're the band that's opening up for Garbage at the Warfield, and I'm a massive fan. So, and they're led by Arrow DeWild, who, and to paraphrase real quick, they're really known for their live shows. She does like all the Alice Cooper tricks. She spits blood and, you know, like the whole thing. Like she's done some Lane Staley stuff where like she does the straight jacket. They've chained her up to a chain in the back. Anyway, they do a really good live show. And this is that band. We're going to hear their current set list right now. So I don't think I'm going to stop it in between. I'm just going to keep up with on the internet playing the tracks. So enjoy. This is Ants. I'll come back in and I'll do a little back sell. We'll be right back.
to be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. Rock-cut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried, and I had dudes with badges kiss me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice, no food taste.
Welcome back here to The Balcony with me. We're in the middle of our live Starcrawler set. And these songs aren't live. This is the set they're playing live. So that was if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. So I wanted to tell you about the next three. So this is a song that kind of put them on the map. This is I Love L.A. off their debut record, Starcrawler. And then since then, you know, they've recorded with Dave Grohl, Ozzy Osbourne, Eagles of Death Metal, Perry Farrell, Taylor Hawkins. So it's like, you know, they're definitely going places. So this is one off the first record, and then the next two are off the last record, which is with the addition of Henry Cash's little brother, Bill Cash, on steel pedal, which I like a lot. This is I Love L.A., She Said, and Runaway.
And now I can't go back there anymore.
One dream come true, you won't.